What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Producer Ramona? How are you on this beautiful day?
I'm good. How are you?
He said facetiously.
I know, it's gloomy out, yeah, but gloomy, I'm doing all right.
Gloomy, yeah, it's gloomy. You know, it's funny, Ramona. Every year I think I want four seasons. I like four seasons. And then sometimes I get into the four seasons and I'm thinking, I don't really love this.
No.
Yeah, I don't really love what I'm seeing out there right now.
No.
No. I'd rather, you know, when I see what I'm seeing out there right now, I'm thinking, you know what? That 85 with 100% humidity isn't all that bad.
I know. But I have to tell myself, better than snow, I could drive in it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, that may be coming, okay? So, you know, that's why you have your little all-wheel drive, too.
It doesn't mean I know what I'm doing.
Well, it's true. That's true. And there are certain conditions it doesn't matter whether you know what you're doing or not. Like black ice is one of those. You can have four-wheel drive. You can know what you're doing.
And my neighborhood can still be being fully snowed up.
Yeah. Black ice is fun. Have you ever had black ice?
I've seen it.
Oh.
And, you know, well, I've never hit it and had anything happen.
Because you don't really see it. That's part of the problem. It's like,
you see patches when you're coming on them.
No. I mean, complete coverage in black ice is something you don't really see. It like hits you before you see it. And then you are going for a ride. When I was a kid, I hit major black ice in a place called Middlefield, and I already knew that trouble was ahead once I hit it, because I started seeing all the vehicles that were, you know, scattered all about, and I was trying to go off and exit, and it did not work. I went skating away, as Jethro Tull would say. I went skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Life passed before your eyes.
That's right. I was going sideways into the major curb down below. I eventually actually did get out of that somehow. I don't really know how, but yeah, it's not good. We have a million things to get to. There are going to be some topics today, not like topic radio kind of stuff. I don't care about that, but there are some things I want to hit on that are things I've heard. We're gonna air a few clips today. I didn't tell Ramona that yet. She just looked up like, what? What? Yeah, she's still looking at me. She's still giving me the evil eye because we haven't talked about it. But yeah, we have a lot of things to get to. We'll, of course, talk some college football. You know, it's funny because I have never seen, I mean... Look, Deshaun Watson did a good job destroying goodwill, but Lane Kiffin is the grand master of destroying goodwill. No one has ever destroyed goodwill like this guy has. I mean, and it's his own tweets or whoever runs his Twitter account. You know, look, I'm not entirely convinced Lane Kiffin runs his own Twitter account, because when you hear him publicly, do you ever hear him say anything that's witty or clever that would make you think that he's actually the architect of that Twitter account? I mean, Biden allegedly had a Twitter account. We know full well he wasn't answering questions. Right? I mean, do we really think Lane Kiffin is the guy who puts out all the little clever, witty sayings and comments on his Twitter feed?
That's why he has somebody to do it. That's why I figured he'd have somebody to take care of his dog.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think so. And the dog continues to be a major story, and I keep seeing conflicting stories on it, but if you track it back, as I did a little bit yesterday, that one time they were saying this was Lane Kiffin's dog. And it was Lane Kiffin who was allegedly. Lane Kiffin, there were tweets about Lane Kiffin hunting with the dog. I don't know that Lane Kiffin's ever hunted anything. And I know full well that dog never went hunting with Lane Kiffin. I don't buy that for a single second. You know what, Ramona?
The dog would have came back and Lane Kiffin wouldn't have.
But, you know, here's another thing. There are like dog people. Like, I'm a dog person. All right. Is Lane Kiffin a dog person? No. You know what a dog person is? Like when I go home, my 150-pound male Anatolian Shepherd is going to jump on me because he's just happy to see me, and that's the way it works. And as a dog person, you're okay with that. You like it. If quote unquote Lane Kiffin's dog Juice ever jumped on him, do you think he would like it? No, he would farm it out immediately. You can just tell. And dogs know. Dogs know like where your heart is. Like that dog, you know, there's somebody posted a photo of the dog, you know, at the airport sitting there watching the plane fly away. But, you know, it was created. But
I know.
But the reality is, I'm guessing that dog is throwing parties.
I would be.
Right.
Just like
Mississippi. Right. That he also has escaped from Lane Kiffin now. So I think that's the case. I saw this today, by the way. Ryan Day was asked in an interview what other college coach he really respects. Like, the question was, and we're trying to play this for you later, but the question was, basically, if you were going to send your kids somewhere that was other than Ohio State, where would you send them? Do you know what Ryan Day said, Ramona?
What'd he say?
He said, I'd send him to Dabo Swinney.
Oh, neat. Okay. I like
it. He said, he went on, he expounded, he said, you know, look, he said a class program that he and Dabo know each other, and he said Dabo Swinney went out of his way to have conversations with him in the past, and he said other coaches in this business, they just don't do that, they don't act like that. He said he's had occasion to be here and see Clemson's program and how much Dabo Swinney loves the kids and how much the kids love him and everything else. And so, you know, this alleged sort of hatred between Ohio State and Clemson is not shared by the coaches. It just isn't. And in fact, it seems like a mutual admiration society. And but Ryan Day went on for like 2 minutes talking about the amount of respect he has for Dabo Swinney and the Clemson football program. I think that's pretty cool. I really do. You got a guy who's probably, you know, right now in terms of college football, is sort of like the new boss in Ryan Day. And these are the things he's saying about the Clemson football program, and about, more specifically, about Dabo Swinney, the man, the person, and so, you know, you might want to think twice about all the back and forth with the Ohio State Clemson thing, because it's not shared by the coaches, and I think that again, I'll try and play this for you later so you can hear it, but yeah, Ryan Day has a lot of respect for Dabo Swinney. A lot of respect. Texter said, I'm a dog person. Almost got bit delivering a package 10 minutes ago. Well, that doesn't mean you're Dr. Doolittle, okay? And that you can befriend all dogs. It does not mean that at all. Texted Walt, do you think Lane will be the man enough to play Clemson week one, or do you think they'll schedule a high school team week zero? Yeah, I don't know. I have no respect for Lane Kiffin at all. You know, I heard on my way in, I heard Quack call him a teenager. I called him a 12-year-old yesterday, so I made him even younger. I think I referred to him as an 8-year-old at one point. I just think he's an absolute juvenile. He's a narcissistic juvenile, which you would think is almost like an oxymoron, but in his case, both are true. I mean, and he's just a moron, period. I mean, if you, as God's my witness, like if you're LSU or one of these teams that was dead set on hiring Kiffin, so you're Florida, you're LSU, right? I don't know how you watch the film of Oklahoma and Ole Miss and say, yeah, he's our guy. I don't know how. I don't understand how you could possibly do it. I have all sorts of concerns about LSU. I think LSU's in massive trouble. First of all, you know, on the Lane Kiffin front, you know, Ramona, if he had won a national championship at Ole Miss, which he could have, you know, again, other than him, you know, the obstacle, it's a strange situation where he's good enough to win you 10 games, but is he actually good enough to coach soundly enough during a major game to win a game like that? I'm going to say no, but let's just hypothesize for a moment and say that he could have. Okay, so let's say if Kiffin had won a national championship at Ole Miss, he would live forever. At LSU, you better win a national championship or you're going to be just like Ed Orgeron and Les Miles. anybody can win a championship at LSU. Nobody cares. If they cared, where is Les Miles? Where is Ed Orgeron? These two dudes would still be coaching. They won national championships and got fired. So you're walking into an entirely different thing. You know, I heard a guy call in on my way in, and this guy apparently and his buddies decided that, oh, they would leave in an instant for LSU over Ole Miss because instead of $9 million, it's $12 million. What on earth are you talking about? I mean, honestly, I don't want you as an employee then, my man. I would not want you. I mean, look, I've had opportunities to go elsewhere and make more than I do here. I'm happy with my life here. Jim Grobe told me a long time ago when he was at Wake Forest and he was making $2 million. And I said, well, why don't you take the Nebraska job? Why don't you do this? And he said, Walt, after a while, it's all monopoly money if you do the right things. But more importantly, what about your life? What about your life? What about the fact that the people at Ole Miss believed you were king? You could do no wrong. You did not have to win a national championship. That pressure wasn't upon you. It is now. You're walking into an entirely different level of pressure than the one you just left, than the one you just quit on. What about the kids? What about the kids? Do you not owe something to them? The kids that all year long you demanded the most out of. And then you get to the end and you abandon them, and make no mistake about it, you abandon them, and they all hate you. They all hate your quitting slime ball A. And with good reason. No, the grass is not always greener, and Lane Kiffin or somebody who runs Lane Kiffin's Twitter feed once wrote that. He wrote that exact thing. Stay where your feet are. He actually wrote that. So much for that. But no, I'm sorry, my man. I totally disagree with you on every front. I don't agree that people making $9 million are automatically going to go somewhere else where they can make $12 million, that it's just a money situation. No, Lane Kiffin had it made at Ole Miss. He was the king of Ole Miss. We're learning now that he actually hung out, Ramona, around the hot yoga classes and disturbed those classes with regularity. I don't know what that was even about, but I read all about
it. Yeah, what does
and
that I still, mean?
I don't know. It was like he was an infant. He would go where the hot yoga classes for the Ole Miss co-eds were, and he would infiltrate them, and he would do juvenile things. Like if, when you were a kid, okay, and you were first trying to get some, right? If you're a boy, all right, you did stupid things to girls, like you might punch them, you know, or you might you might pull their hair or something a little, something to get their attention, you know. It's like you didn't know what to do, but you were just trying to like get their attention. Lane Kiffin's doing that now. He was doing that now, according to these reports. He was hanging out here and spilling water on the floor and doing other things that an 8-year-old would do.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like every day.
How weird.
Yeah. I mean, listen, have you ever seen anybody who's more weird than Lane Kiffin? He's odd. He's just, it's like he's just plain strange. We have more to get to. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, you can get in. 654-7627.
How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services for more information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Get ready for the City of Malden's Christmas Parade, Saturday, December 6th at 2, brought to you by the Malden Chamber of Commerce. Rolling from Golden Strip Career Center down Holland Road to Bridgeway Station. Presented by the Roar FM. Details at maldenchamber.org.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving: a UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Talk about stepping up.
Bang! Bang!
It's time to level up your game. Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. It's the ultimate fan experience. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com. Sign up now.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Delbert Clinton. Tesha said, in the abandoned all the college girls he was messaging on Snapchat and Instagram, compilations of him messaging college girls to hang out have been trending the last 2 days. I have not seen that, but I am not surprised at that. Tesha said, Walt, now the girls have released text messages with Kiffin. You can Google it. So apparently, Ramona, some of these same girls, and I saw some of this because that's where I got this. Apparently, some of these girls from the hot yoga class are releasing information. But again, much of what I saw was I mean, if this guy was like trying to score there, he was getting shut down, just like in a big game. Because I mean, they were talking about all these little annoying things that this guy was doing to try and get attention. Like they said he would potentially spill water on the floor and things like that. I mean, again, this is like 8-year-old stuff. This, you know, you're making $10 million a year, you know, and you're the head football coach, and your tactic when confronted. So let's say, you know what, you are really interested in the yoga girls. Okay. Your tactic to land them is to do the stuff that you would have done when you were 8. That's your game plan.
He's 50 years old.
I mean,
who does he think is, Belichick?
But I mean, it would seem like there are a lot more straightforward ways to do it. You know what I'm saying?
At least, say I'm the coach.
Right, exactly. Something. Right, I'm the coach. Here's my bank account. Okay,
that's probably what Bill did.
Right. Instead, Lane is trying the 8-year-old tricks. When you first decided that girls were something that you wanted, okay? When you first decided that, those were the tactics you were employing. You were employing the stupid 8-year-old tricks or whatever age it is. I have no idea. I think it was like 8. But Lane is still using the same tactics and thinking that there's going to be some positive benefit other than, what's wrong with you, a-hole? Wipe the water up you just spilled. I just don't know, man.
That's bad. The LSU, all that stuff's going to come out now because you screwed him over.
It is. And then at the end of the day, you know, I still worry about all these things with him.
That's bad.
All people say is he's a lazy recruiter, okay? Well, at LSU, you're going to have to recruit some high school players. Now, maybe it's a shingle school, you recruit yourself, but it's not all going to be portal. Now, they went heavily portal last year and blew up in their faces. And at Ole Miss, he's like Mr. Portal, but they, you know, they have this Grove money line, and they were able to buy whatever they wanted. LSU apparently says they're going to continue to do that, and maybe they will, because he's going to need that. And then at some point, the LSU people are going to have to confront the nuttiness. I mean, again, I challenge anybody, go watch the Ole Miss-Oklahoma game. Ole Miss wins that game by like double digits, but they should have won by 30. They were way better. They were way faster and way better than Oklahoma was. They just they should have won the game by 30. The only reason they didn't is that Lane got in the way at least 10 different times in that game. That's no hyperbole. That's not exaggeration. At least 10 different times in that game, he made ridiculous in-game decisions. I mean, boneheaded. I mean, they're so boneheaded, Ramona, that this guy is on the sideline as an adult male coaching a football team, and he's hitting himself in the head.
Oh, yeah, I remember you
because of
that,
the decisions he makes.
Yeah.
It reminded me of John Cleese when in Fawlty Towers, where to exaggerate stuff, he would hit himself in the butt. I thought he was actually going to do that. I mean, he's that weird. I mean, he makes ridiculous in-game decisions of every type. And, you know, you would have thought he learned from the Alabama game years ago when he was going on every fourth down from his own territory and all blew up in his face. And you would think that he would have learned. He hasn't learned anything. He hasn't learned anything. You people are going to find out. You LSU people, look, you when you had Les Miles there, you saw some unusual calls, some unusual decisions, because Les was a little nutty himself. But if you think Les was nutty, you just gave $100 million to the king of the nuts. Because this guy is a whole peanut farm of nuts. Good luck to you, LSU, because I think you're going to need it. Jerry is 1 second in front of Rudy. Jerry, Rudy, and Looper right now. Jerry, how are you, Jerry? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Jerry.
Well, I got to fix something. Yesterday, whoever filled in for Qualt misunderstood something I said. I said what I was talking about was committee. If they treated Ole Miss any differently now because Kiffin is gone, I'll have a real problem with that because those kids have played. They play the game. Yes, he coached them.
Yeah.
I think he thought I was saying that I thought Lane should coach. Never in a million years should Lane coach.
I think you're right. And I don't think Ole Miss is dropping. I don't. I'm not sure they drop at all. If they do, it's going to be one spot. And let me just explain. There are people who think that you know, Ole Miss is going to drop out or drop down to 9 or something. That's not going to happen, okay? And I'll tell you why. For one, there's no way on earth they can drop them behind Oklahoma, okay? They can't do that because Ole Miss went to Norman and kicked the crap out of Oklahoma. I watched it. The game was not as close as the score. So there is a break there, all right? You cannot possibly drop Ole Miss beneath Oklahoma. So if you're going to drop them, you're going to drop them, you know, one or two spots. That's going to be what you do. That wouldn't surprise me, basically saying, okay, well, you don't have your coach, so we're dropping you a spot or two. But they're not dropping them out, and they're not dropping them behind Oklahoma because that's the break. I don't care what you say that Lane Kiffin coached them during Oklahoma. I don't care. There's no way you can ignore the fact that Ole Miss went to Norman, Oklahoma, and kicked Oklahoma's A at OU. You can't ignore that.
Agreed. I just think, you know, I would have no respect for this committee, even moving forward, if you did something like that.
Yeah.
It was bad enough with Florida State with Jordan Travis. Understand, I know what happened against Georgia, but the majority of that team did not play. You don't do that. I'm sorry. You know these kids that work hard. Yeah, I'm not an Ole Miss fan. Right. I'm not an SEC fan. You know,
well, and look, the Florida State situation, we saw what they looked like without Travis, and it was awful. And so we knew, and not to mention the fact that was only a 4-team playoff. You know, so there's a difference there. This is a 12-team playoff, and we have not seen Ole Miss play without Lane Kiffin. Hey, maybe they'll be better off without him. Everybody else seems to be better off without him.
Well, I was talking to someone earlier. You know, I didn't realize that the majority of the offensive staff had left. I said, well, you know, right now you can go rent a couple guys for the playoffs. You can go rent Gus Malzahn. You can go rent Petrino if you want to.
Yeah, some of the offensive staff has left, but I think they'll be fine. I'm not worried about that. I think I think they have the guy to rally behind and I think this team is a little better than people think. For much of the year, they weren't very good defensively, but I think they got better defensively as the year went on. And, you know, and I'll tell you, we've seen Oklahoma manage to win some games, sort of skin of their teeth games, because they've played real well defensively and that type of thing. When I watched Ole Miss Oklahoma, Oklahoma looks slow compared to Ole Miss. Ole Miss's speed was significantly better. There were two themes for me in that game. One was the boneheaded in-game decisions that Lane Kiffin kept making that hurt his own team. Again, you may subtract that element now, and so Ole Miss might be better because they won't make those type of ridiculous decisions. But the other thing that jumped out at me was how a fast Oklahoma defense took terrible angles against Ole Miss all game long. Like, they kept overestimating their own speed and underestimating the speed of Ole Miss. And that's the other thing that really jumped out at me in that game in terms of who and what Ole Miss is. I think Ole Miss is a little better football team than most people believe.
I think the one thing, Walt, this goes to next year. I kind of say this tongue-in-cheek. We'll probably have a majority of the nation pulling for Clemson that game, which is a heavy win the game, whether people pull for you or not. But Clemson will have majority of the nation on its side when they play LSU next year.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, again, all of the goodwill that Lane Kiffin had built up in his time at Ole Miss, he threw it all away. And now honestly, he's the most hated individual in college football. I don't even think it's close.
Well, I didn't like his daddy very much either. I don't think Danny Ford did either.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I got people writing me that exact thing right now. I got people writing me about Monty right now.
Well, one last thing I'll tell you off there, because I'm sure you probably say this till tomorrow, but Alabama and Clemson tomorrow night, just your thoughts, but you may do that later.
I'm going to talk about that some today. Tomorrow is signing day, and we'll do the normal signing day show. We'll also have a guest. But I'm going to talk some Alabama-Clemson basketball today, too.
Okay, thank you, Walt. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jerry.
Really interesting game. ACC-SEC challenge. Obviously, it can't go the way this thing went last year. It can't. The ACC got slaughtered in this ACC-SEC challenge last year, and it basically ruined the season for ACC teams. That we can't have a repeat performance of that. The ACC doesn't necessarily have to win this challenge, but has to compete. Has to compete. Can't be the complete whitewash it was last year. I don't think it's going to be. I think this will be a much more competitive season. And I think the ACC and many of the teams in the league have already proven this year that they're far more competitive in the outside world than they were a year ago. But again, this is a chance to demonstrate that against the SEC, where last year it all went terribly wrong. You can't have that happen again. You just can't. Texter said, I think Alabama should be coming down here as opposed. I was going to Tuscaloosa because we already made that trip up there. I've thought about that too. The only good news there is that, to me, is that if you're going to go play a road game against a team like Alabama, it's nice to have been there before. Now, I realize these are different players, okay? And it's different in that regard. It's still nice to have made that trip before, even for your staff. So, Alabama is a scoring machine. I think the last two games are averaging like 110 a game. And over the stretch of the season, at one point they were at like 92. That's going up. I don't know what their overall average is right now. I'm guessing they're averaging like 97 points a game. So they're a team that wants to go up and down. Now, Clemson just played a team like that and went up and down with them, despite the fact that the announcers thought that Clemson was Princeton. We're going to talk about what type of game Clemson wants to play with Alabama, needs to play, and what Alabama's actual Achilles heel might be despite their size. We'll talk about all of that and more. You can get in. Rudy and Looper, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Texter said, tomorrow is signing day and our recruiting class sucks. Well, I don't know about sucks, but it's not what you would hope. But again, that's just another reason to portal up, you know. And if you, I know that Clemson's lost some players, but that's just another reason to portal up. And quite frankly, if you get the right portal kids, that will impact the team more next year than some three-star freshman would. I'll tell you that right now. If you get the right players out of the portal, it will make a bigger impact than some three-star freshman would. Freshmen, you know, hey, look, I did a study one year, personal study, over like five or six-year time period, what I was interested in was how many five-star ranked players really impacted teams in college in their first year, and what my answer wound up being was 24%. 24% of five-star players impacted major college in a significant way in year one. So it's about a quarter. right? And that's of the five stars. So if you ask yourself, well, what percentage of three stars impact a major college football program in year one? It's negligible. It's almost, you know, none. It's one here or there. So that's not a quick fix to turning your football team around. I mean, again, look what's happened. I realize there are other places where it hasn't worked. You've got to be right. You can't just randomly throw darts at the transfer portal. I thought LSU randomly threw darts at the transfer portal last year. Yeah, they landed a big class and it was ranked number one. I just couldn't understand it. When I looked, I brought this up time and time again. I said, you lost two All-American tackles. Why are there no tackles? You know, but people ignored that. But I think when you think about that element, and so it's not just blindly throwing darts at the portal. You've got to evaluate. You've got to be right, and you've got to speed up your tempo, because the portal's not waiting for you. You're gonna have to engage and act, and you're gonna have to make quicker decisions. That's what's gonna have to happen in order for Clemson to be to exercise quality use of the transfer portal. But I think when you look at places like Ole Miss and Texas Tech and you see what these schools have done through the portal, I mean, there are two teams that are competing potentially for national championship. Quick break.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days. But I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Every winter, hundreds of people call Davis Services because their HVAC system breaks. By joining our preventative maintenance plans, plan members schedule two visits, one before the summer and one before the winter. This means that preventative measures are done on your HVAC before a small problem in your unit becomes irreparable. Members also get a discount on any repairs that they need, and they get priority in our schedule. Sign up for a Davis Services maintenance plan today and take advantage of our special fall pricing. Call 864-578-9233 today.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at ClemsonAreaChamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Hey, Dan, that spaceship-wide lunch meeting at noon, please say it's not more astronaut ice cream and powdered orange drink.
Negatory. Ground Control hooked us up with EasyCater, so now we can order from a galaxy of restaurants with tools to stay on budget and meet our dietary needs.
Thank heavens. My dairy tolerance and anti-gravity is not great.
And with EasyCater, it's all on one simple platform, so we can focus on space stuff, like that asteroid. So how about tacos? Hold the cheese.
EasyCater, a stellar way to order food for work. Order now at EasyCater.com.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Walked up to the road rage. I'm going to tell you a little story in a second, Ronnie. You're going to love this one. Rudy in Central and then Looper. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Good, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Rudy. Thank you for getting in.
Can I change the subject?
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
I want to give a plug in for Roto Rooter.
All right.
You remember when we had that all for rain 2 weeks ago, or a few weeks ago?
Yep.
From that hurricane that was out to sea, all that rain we had?
Yep.
Well, we couldn't use our washing machine or dishwasher because it was bringing water back out of the separate tank up into the shower. So I called somebody to come and pump the tank out. And they did, and they found blockage, but they said they don't, only thing they do is pump out the tank. They don't do plumbing work. So I called Roto-Rooter, and they came and found the problem. They had to remove my pipe that goes to the separate tank, because this house was built in 73, so it wasn't no codes back then. Replaced the pipe, and they had another issue.
That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome, Rudy. I mean, you know,
they deserve more than a five-star.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about, and I'm glad you found it that way. And I'm glad they were able to help you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share that. It's important. It's how this whole thing works.
One thing I like about them, I'm retired from the nuclear power plant, but I watch as workers, and those workers for Roto-Rooter, they take on accountability.
That's as good a review as I've ever heard, and from someone like yourself who worked in a nuclear power plant, it means even more because you know how important accountability is. That's a great job, Rudy. Thank you so much. I'm glad you found Roto-Rooter, just as we say.
I got one question for you. I'll take it off the air.
Yeah.
When are you going to bring Dabo on to your show? You always have Brownell.
Well, we bring Dabo on, too. I just, you know, look, here's the reality. With Dabo Swinney and running the football program, I try not to bother him too much. Generally, we do bring him on once a year. They're always great conversations. So I need to do that. We'll do that sometime soon.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a good job. Yep. Thank you. And how about that, Ramona? I mean, he actually had called another plumber. They couldn't fix what was wrong. They pumped out the tank, but they couldn't fix the issue. And his septic system was backing up inside to the various things. Ramona just made a face. Yeah, well, it's Roto-Rooter who fixed it. So thanks to Rudy for sharing that story 100%. You are going to love this, Ramona. Looper, I'll get to you in a second. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You're going to love this. This is an interview, and Odell Beckham Jr. was being interviewed, and I have the audio. Maybe we'll play this a little bit later, but just to discuss for right now, Ramona, Odell has legitimate concerns that he is voicing in a completely serious manner. NFL player Odell Beckham Jr. talks about the struggle of living on a 5-year, $100 million contract.
Oh.
He says,
oh, man.
He says it's nearly impossible. He says it's near impossible to build generational wealth with that kind of money.
Said that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Odell Beckham, you want to talk about...
I would have no problem.
You want to talk about out of touch with just the general public?
To say it. Right. I mean, don't say it.
Right. Right.
I mean, think it at home while you're lounging in your big house.
What's that line he said, the quiet part out loud?
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what he did. So Odell Beckham, in an interview, talked about the struggle of living on a 5-year, $100 million contract. And I listened to this, Rudy. One of the first things he brought up was the taxes, how it's not really $100 million, it's $60
million. There you go.
Right. I got a new...
If I was making $100 million, I'd be gladly played the taxes $60 million.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
Have no problem.
Here's the thing, Odell. I guess you don't understand this. He actually brought up regular people and said, basically, regular people don't understand because how much this money's getting reduced. Well, Odell, it's actually you doesn't understand, my man, because let me explain something to you. The guy who's making $30,000, he also has to pay taxes. The guy who's making $50,000, he also has to pay taxes.
Yeah.
They're taking his money too. It's not just your money, Odell.
They're only taxing Odell.
Right. They're not only taxing you, Odell. They're taxing everybody, Lord, until you get to a certain level. So it's that doesn't just apply to you, Odell. That works the same way for everybody. So you're not alone in that regard. And then he had other reasons. He had other reasons how the money gets reduced, and one of them was splurging.
Him splurging?
Yeah.
He's doing that to himself.
One of the reasons was you know, he had to buy himself a car, of course, and he had to do something for his mother and splurging. So the money gets reduced. By the time Odell Beckham finished his interview run, you would have thought dude was making like $28,000 a year. Yeah. He's somehow trying to convince people in a serious manner. There's no smiles on his face.
I know. 100%. He's not joking.
You know, 100% serious manner. He's trying to convince people that this is the case. That woe is me. He only made $100 million over a 5-year period. Now, of course, he also has played in the NFL for like 10 years. So I guess he skipped the other 5 years in terms of what he made in those years. No, that's not part of the conversation. This is just the $100 million. The $100 million,
it's
the struggles.
Such a burden.
Right, the struggles of living
it's
on $100 million over 5 years.
Man.
The first second I saw this one, I was thinking about you thinking, I wonder what Ramona's going to think about whether she would have similar struggles with $100 million over 5 years. You know,
I have my peanut butter and jelly sandwich because I'm doing Morgan Show tonight. Yeah. Okay, right. Odell.
Yeah. $100 million over 5 years, and it's a mortal struggle for Odell Beckham Jr. We feel your pain, Odell. We really
he
do.
He had to help his mom.
Yeah,
darn it.
And he had to buy himself a car.
What's up with that? Yeah. He had to have a car.
Yeah. You know, hey, Odell, I mean.
Such a burden.
Yeah, you could have got a nice car, at probably $60,000. Probably could have got a nice car at $60,000. Probably, $100,000. You certainly could have got a nice car. Could have got a nice
electric ones.
Well, you could have got a nice BMW or something for $60,000. You know, or for $100,000, not $60,000. $100,000. Could have gotten an Audi for $120,000 or something. Like, I'm wondering.
Been shopping
I'm wondering what car Odom actually bought. What car Odell bought. I'm thinking that it was probably more like a Lamborghini or something. And probably some special Lamborghini, not just your run-of-the-mill, off-the-dealership lot Lamborghini, if there is such a thing. I don't know. But Odell Beckham, 5 years, $100 million. And again, here's the thing, Ramona. There are people who literally, all over this planet, are living paycheck to paycheck. You know, and to be so out of touch that you seriously do an interview in which you explain how difficult you have it making $100 million over 5 years, first starting up, because it's not really $100 million because they take, 40%. So it's really like $60 million. And then trying
it's
to explain
tough.
It away and saying,
it's tough. How do you live on $60 million? I just don't know.
And he explains, Ramona. My favorite part was when he tries to explain how regular people just don't understand.
Yeah. Those regular people.
It's us, Ramona. We don't understand his plight. You talk about being totally out of tune,
out of touch.
Yeah, right.
That's some serious out of touch.
Odell, my man, it's you who doesn't understand. You don't understand what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck at all. You have no concept of it. And so you actually come out and say these ridiculous things in public that people are just going to be disgusted by. That's where you are. Congratulations, Odell, for being completely out of touch. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey. Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness and service and quality and the availability, which are still trademarks of this company today. Look, you've heard all the testimonials that people have called the show talking about Gary and what he's meant to their lives. We had back-to-back live calls one day, people offering those testimonials, again, completely unsolicited. You cannot navigate this as a layperson, and there are just too many charlatans out there trying to take advantage of you. Gary and his agent's service, by the way, always comes at no cost to you. I'm telling you right now, Gary is a salt-of-the-earth individual, and no one knows the subject matter like Gary. Nobody. So trust me when I tell you, you call him. He will help you. 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484, again, 864-307-8484, tell him I sent you, it's how it works, and as always, you will thank me later. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Is that a different Rudy, Ramona? We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three locations in the Upstate and let our elves, oh, I mean friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How do you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the Upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals